Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We are looking at the miracles which had been performed in the Quran by other prophets besides Muhammad, because obviously, as we have seen so far, Muhammad did not perform any miracles at all. And before we will share with you today the miracles which Isa, son of Mary, the Jesus of Islam, we will share with you once again the reason why Allah did not send any miracles or signs to Muhammad for Muhammad's people, as stated in our chapter of study, that is Quran chapter 17 and verse 59. For there we read, "And nothing prevented us from sending the signs except that the ancients denied them, and we gave the camel to Samud, a visible, so they treated her unjustly, and we did not send with the sign except to make fear." Once again, the reason why Allah sent or allowed his previous prophets in the Quran to perform miracles, it is simply to bring fear to the people, which is amazingly the opposite of why God in the Bible allow his true prophets to perform miracles. It is not to scare the daylights out of the people, but to lead the people to believe that the man who is speaking to them is a true prophet and a true messenger from God, that God may use these miracles to support their teaching and to lead their people to believe in him. And let's go on together now to look at what is written in the Quran concerning the miracles of Isa. First of all, in Quran chapter 3 and verse 49, we read about these things which Isa, son of Mary, will be performing to prove his ministry to his people. Before I read this verse to you, let me set the stage for you. We know from the previous verses that it was the angels who spoke to Mary, giving her the good news that she will be pregnant, even though she have no husband, and she will have a son. As we read in verse 46 of Quran chapter 3, the angels said to Mary, "He will speak to the people from the cradle and in his old age." That itself is a great miracle. Not because we Christians believe in it, but because that's what the Quran said. For how can Isa, son of Mary, speaks from the cradle? You're talking about few days old. And that is exactly the claim of Muhammad or Allah in the Quran. Now we ask the question, why Muhammad did not do a similar thing? After all, we know that Muhammad is greater than Jesus, as Muslims claim. The birth of Jesus itself is a great miracle. For in verse 47, she said, that is the Virgin Mary, "My Lord, how can I have a son when no man has touched me?" His answer was, "Likewise, Allah creates what he wills. When he makes a command, so he surely only says to it, be, so it will be." You see, the birth of Jesus itself is a great miracle. Allah mentioned that miracle in many places in the Quran. For example, in Quran chapter 21 and verse 91, we read, "And she who guarded her private parts," mean she kept herself virgin, sexually pure, "so we breathed into her of our spirit." Allah here speaking about the pregnancy of the Virgin Mary, which obviously we Christians do not believe. God did not breathe into Mary's private part from his spirit, and that's how she became pregnant with Jesus. But we continue with the verse, "And we made her and her son a sign." Yes, indeed, the Virgin Mary and her son is a miracle, because no virgin before became pregnant without a husband and no son before was born from a virgin. That is the evidence that Isa himself in the Quran is a sign to the world. You can also read about that in Quran chapter 23 and verse 50, as Allah repeats himself by stating, "And we made the son of Mary and his mother a sign, and we sheltered them in a high place with security and with a spring." Obviously, we Christians do not believe in that at all. Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Ephrata in Judea, and he traveled to Egypt. He came back from Egypt to live in Nazareth with his mother, the Virgin Mary, and with his stepfather, Joseph the carpenter. So there was not any miraculous place where Jesus and his mother, the Virgin Mary, were hidden or protected by God. Why Muhammad was not born in the same miraculous way as it was in the case of Jesus? But somehow Allah continued to speak to Mary through these angels by stating, "He," that is Allah, "will teach him the book and the wisdom and the Torah and the gospel." Obviously, we do not know what book Muhammad or Allah is talking about, but somehow Isa, son of Mary, would be very educated from childhood. That is exactly what was written in verse 48 of Quran chapter 3. Why not Muhammad? Muslims claim Muhammad was illiterate, a man who cannot read or write. And here we come to the miracles of Isa. That is Quran 3 verse 49. That is Isa speaking to the children of Israel himself. Somehow, I believe we are missing few verses between verse 48 and 49. Because on one hand, in the previous verses, it was an announcement. It is a prophecy. It was Allah speaking to Mary about what will happen. But immediately in verse 49, we read, "And a messenger to the children of Israel." And then we read the words of Isa, son of Mary. "Indeed, I came to you with a sign from your Lord. I create for you the figure of a bird from teen." The word teen is a non-Arabic word which means mud. Wow. Is this the first miracle Isa will perform after he grew up? Yes. He was born miraculously, and he spoke as an infant miraculously, and he was taught all the knowledge he needed to learn miraculously, and now he is performing the work of Allah himself. He is a creator, for he said, "I create for you the figure of a bird from mud." This is no less than Allah, the creator. And that itself is a great miracle. Continuing with verse 49, "So I breathe into it, so it will become a bird by Allah's permission." And I know, Muslim would love to say, Isa did nothing except by Allah's permission, just to make sure that we don't misunderstand that Isa is just a messenger. He's just a man. He's just a prophet. No, my friends. Even the Bible said that Jesus did not do anything except to fulfill the will of God the Father. But the creation of the bird from mud, the breathing of the Spirit into these birds, is no more or less than to prove to our dear Muslim friends that Isa, son of Mary, is not an ordinary man or an ordinary prophet or an ordinary messenger. He is God, the creator. Now let us continue with the miracles which Isa, son of Mary, was promised by Allah in the Quran to perform. And that is when we read, "And I heal the blind and the leper." Wow, Isa was a healer? Yes, absolutely. Don't forget now, that is one of the names of Allah, Al-Shafi, which is the healer. And here we see once again Isa, the Jesus of Muhammad, is performing the work of Allah in the Quran, the healer. Continue with verse 49. We read, "And I raise the dead by Allah's permission." Once again, one of the names of Allah in the Quran is Al-Muhyi. That is the one who brings the dead back to life. And that is exactly what Isa said he would do in the teaching of the Quran. Obviously, we do not read anywhere in the Quran that Jesus did any of these things. But to know that, we will go back to the Bible in another broadcast to share with you the true miraculous work of Jesus. Not only Jesus, but many other prophets in the Bible. Finally, in the end of verse 49, we'll learn about another miracle which Isa, son of Mary, will perform, and that is, "And I inform you about what you eat and what you store in your houses." That is the miracle of knowing the unknown. And that is another attribute given by Allah to Himself in the Quran, which we call it in the Arabic language, Allam al-Ghuyub, the knower of the unseen. And that is exactly what Isa, son of Mary, was able to perform according to Quran chapter 3 and verse 49.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Quran 3:49 ended by stating, "Surely in this is a sign for you." Remember, Allah did not send to Muhammad any signs. Why? Because a good poor excuse which we read in Quran chapter 17 and verse 59, that Allah did not send to Muhammad any signs because it did not work in the past. Nobody believed in them when Allah sent them to previous prophets or messengers. No, my friends. That was a poor excuse because, as we have seen in the Quran, when Moses performed miracles, not only all the Hebrews believed in him, that's why they left Egypt with him, but even the sorcerers, those are the Egyptian magicians, believed in him and they worshipped Allah and they became Muslim. They believed in Allah, the God of Moses and the God of Aaron. Similar to that here in the nonsensical stories of Muhammad in the Quran about Isa, son of Mary, when Jesus performed these miracles according to the Quran, people believed in him. Once again, the verse ended, "Surely in this is a sign for you if you were believers." Were there any believers believed in Isa? Plenty. What is the evidence? Here we are today, 2,000 years later. Billions of Christians believe in Jesus. Not the Jesus of Muhammad, because I'm sorry to tell you, that's not someone I will believe in. But we're talking about the real Jesus of the Bible. The one who performed real miracles in the Bible, not the one who created birds out of mud as a child. No, because we don't believe in that. Once again, the first miracle Jesus performed, that is when he was 30 years old, that is when Jesus changed the water in the wedding of Galilee to wine. Now let me take you to another passage in the Quran, and that is what is written in Quran chapter 5 and verse 110. And in that verse, we learn that what we have read in Quran 3:49 was completely fulfilled in the life of Isa. And here is what is written in verse 110 of Quran chapter 5. When Allah said, "O Isa, son of Mary, remember my grace on you and on your mother when I supported you with the Holy Spirit." Yes, that is what the Quran said, and Muslims have to believe in it. Isa, the son of Mary, was supported by the Holy Spirit. Even though Muslim scholars do not know who is the Holy Spirit, but we Christians know for sure it is the third person of the Godhead as we believe it according to the scripture, the Holy Bible. You spoke to the people from the cradle and as an old man. No, neither one of these happened. Why? Because Jesus did not speak as a baby, but that's what Muslims are taught in the Quran, and that's what they must believe. And when Jesus left earth, he was 33 years old. He was not an old man. And when I taught you the book and the wisdom and the Torah and the gospel, once again, we do not know what book here, the first thing Allah taught Isa, but he was very educated from childhood. And then we read, and when you created from the mud the likeness of the bird. So you see, yes, Allah said in the Quran that he would do it. And here Allah did say in the Quran that he did it. It is in the past tense, when you created. So when you breathed into it, so it will become a bird by my permission. And someone would say, you mean it did not happen? No, it did happen. But the person who wrote the verses of the Quran in the Arabic language was a foreigner. So you see all over the Quran, we see errors where Allah put wrong tense in the wrong verses. So it was written wrong in the Arabic language, and we translate it accurately in the English language. Sadly, some other translation will put it in the past tense, but that's not what is written in the Arabic, the original Quran. Then we continue, and you heal the blind and the leper by my permission. Yes, Isa, son of Mary, did perform miracles of healing, which fit with the character of Allah in the Quran. And then Allah said, and when I withheld the children of Israel from you, when you came to them with the proofs. Well, I'm sorry to say, this is a hint by Allah in the Quran to say that Isa did not die on the cross because Allah protected him from the children of Israel. That is an error in the Quran. But the point here, from that sentence, we know that Isa came to them with the proofs. Isa performed the miracles which we are reading about here throughout the pages of the Quran. Let's continue with the verse. So those who became infidels among them said that this is but an obvious sorcery. But my point from that verse is this. Some believed and some did not believe. The one who did not believe said that this is a sorcery. But the rest of those who believed, they believed simply because Isa, son of Mary, in the Quran performed such great miracles. Now let me share with you more verses. First, in Quran chapter 2 and verse 87, we read, and indeed we gave Moses the book, and after him we sent messengers, and we gave Isa, son of Mary, the proofs, and supported him by the Holy Spirit. Notice here that Allah in that verse is telling us that messengers came after Moses, and Isa was one of these messengers, and they all came with what? With proofs, some evidence that they are true messengers of Allah. What is the evidence? It was miracles. They perform many signs and miracles. So we must ask a question. Why was it so hard for Allah to perform one miracle, one sign through his final, the best prophet of all, the greatest messenger of all, Muhammad himself, so people can know for sure that he is the final and true messenger and prophet of Allah? No. He did not perform one miracle, which means he have no proof whatsoever that he is a true prophet or a true messenger. Especially when you study the life of Muhammad, you see him to be a very sinful man. Imagine with me, while the people of Christ, the infidels, just Jews and the Christians and the other worshippers, were begging Muhammad to perform one sign or one miracle, and he did not, they were actually watching him holding hand with his granddaughter. No, I'm sorry. She was not his granddaughter. She was his wife. Muhammad, the 54 years old man, was married to Aisha when she was 9 years old. A child molester is a prophet? A pedophile is a prophet? A sex offender is a prophet? Yes, that's what they saw. They want to see miracle. They want to see proof that Muhammad is a prophet. Instead, they saw sinful, wicked men. And you want them to believe in him to be the final prophet of Allah? The greatest messenger of all? Now, in the case of the prophets whom Allah sent to the children of Israel, let's see how they react to them. As we continue with verse 87 of Quran chapter 2. Is it every time a messenger came to you with that which yourselves do not desire, you became arrogant? So a group of them you denied and a group you are killing. I wonder what group of prophets or messengers did the children of Israel become arrogant of and denied? And what group did they kill? Amazingly, when you read the entire Quran, from Al-Fatiha chapter 1 to Al-Nas, the last chapter 114 in the Quran, you will never get an answer to these questions. Obviously, they killed the Christ, the Son of God, whom they crucified, but God raised him from the dead on the third day. And that is what Muhammad forgot to mention in the Quran. And because Jesus died and rose again, Christianity spread all over the world as people believed in the love of God through his son, Jesus Christ. But why did Isa perform these miracles in the Quran? As we just read, it is signs to prove that he is a true messenger of Allah. And we ask the question one more time, why Muhammad did not prove to the Arab and the infidels of his days that he is a true prophet or a true messenger of Allah? Obviously, because he was not. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.